This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of new coronavirus cases per day in the United States stood near an all-time high Thursday, and the governor of Texas has halted his reopening plans temporarily. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, several states set single-day case records this week.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson puts it bluntly.
Wear a mask.
Johnson says his city, Houston, and other parts of Texas are going the wrong way.
Our case numbers and our hospitalization numbers, which we've been tracking daily, are headed in the wrong direction.
At the Tucson, Arizona Medical Center, Dr. Matt Hines says patients are younger.
Folks in their 20s, 30s, and 40s actually have pretty bad outcomes and in some cases actually dying.
Among the other states setting single-day case records this week, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Oklahoma. I'm Tim McGuire.
Many businesses continue reopening, but layoffs are continuing as well. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The government says nearly 1.5 million people filed for unemployment benefits last week. Applications fell for the 12th straight week, but the decline has stalled at a high level, evidence many companies are still shedding workers amid a slow recovery from the coronavirus-induced shutdowns. But the nation set a record high of new virus cases yesterday, with states coast to coast reaching their own records. If that trend continues, states may impose limits on businesses that could lead to more layoffs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has strengthened the Trump administration's ability to deport people seeking asylum without allowing them to make their case to a federal judge. The High Court's 7-2 decision applies to people who are picked up at or near the border and who fail their initial asylum screenings, making them eligible for expedited